This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Jimmy Butler. Welcome to The Daily Show.
I appreciate you.
What a great time to have you on as well, because, I mean, you are an amazing basketball player, but then today you have been in the news for something that happened on the court that got someone thrown off the court. It was a little altercation that you had with a Pacers player.
I didn't start it, though. We have to say that first.
Okay, you didn't start. You didn't start.
I did not start it.
Right. But it gets heated. What was interesting is I haven't seen many fights in basketball that end with one person blowing a kiss at the other person.
I'll agree with you. I will agree. but it wasn't really a fight, or it was more of an altercation.
It was an altercation.
And
right.
You see altercations ending kisses all the time, I'm sure.
That is true.
See?
Thin line between love and hate.
Mm.
That's what that is. Did you think about the move before you did it, or was it just in the moment? You were just like, this is
if me saying
goodbye.
If I say it was in the moment, I feel like that's not going to go over well, so I have to say I thought about it.
Now, a lot of people were excited about that moment because there are many people who feel like the NBA has become too tame. You know, guys are like, oh, there's no more fighting, there's no more roughness. You know, you hear Shaq talking about that. D-Wade was like, oh, this is old school Miami Pacers again. Do you think the game, like, enjoys moments like this where we feel like the players are really invested?
I think so. Everybody likes something a little different here and there.
Right.
And I just feel as though I'm that type of player. Like, I don't know if I'm the best player. I can't answer that. I can't tell you that. But I know I'm not putting up with too many things, what people want to say. I think if you just stick to basketball, it wouldn't happen. But time and time again, some disrespectful stuff happens.
You say you're not, you say you wouldn't say you don't know if you're the best player. I would say that most people in Miami would say that you are, because when you came to the Miami Heat, the team was struggling, I believe in like 10th place, right? And now in the season that you've been there in the East, they're in second place now. So,
all
I
right.
mean, you are.
We're doing okay. We are.
What's interesting is that a lot of people were shocked by your decision to move from Philly to Miami. They were like, what is Jimmy doing? Philly's got this super team, and now you're moving to a team that doesn't have any proven players on it. Why make that decision?
I mean, for the longest time in this league, I wasn't a proven player. So for me to hear and know the culture and what goes on when you're a part of the Miami Heat organization, it fit me to a T. I'm allowed to be me every single day that I'm in a jersey, every single day that I'm in practice. I get to talk the way that I would like to talk,
right,
act the way I would like to act, and it's okay. And I think we have a great group of guys, young guys mixed with vets, and it clicks, it works. Everybody's so happy that everybody's successful and getting the recognition that they deserve, that we're going this way.
How do you work in Miami, though? No, because I've been there. Like, we've been there for The Daily Show, and, like, every day I was just like, I don't want to work. It's just sun, it's beach, it's like, how do you stay focused? Because if I remember correctly, you wake up at, like, what, 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm up early. Not every day now, but in the summertime, every single
every
day.
Every single day. And then you're in bed by like what, 9 p.m.?
Let's say 7. 7 p.m. Yeah.
So you're not watching The Daily Show?
Man. I record it and I watch it throughout the day. You hear me?
No, but for real, how have you remained so focused in life? Because you see a lot of young players who get into the league. They get a lot of money, a lot of money that a lot of people aren't used to. And you took this and you became one of the most disciplined players in the league. How do you think you've maintained that focus?
I find a battle within myself to know if it's because I want to continue to get better.
Yeah.
Or if I'm so scared to go backwards. And I don't want to go back to being just a kid from Tomball. I love where I'm from, without a doubt. But I don't think just a kid from Tomball would be sitting on this show with you. So I want to continue to get better. And I think that's why I do it. But I get lost. Is it because I do really want to get better?
That's interesting.
Or is it because I'm scared of going backwards?
I feel like that's the theme of your life as well. You're one of those people who not only wants to become better, not only wants to improve the situation of your life, but you do that for people around you.
Of course.
One thing you'll always hear about Jimmy Butler, no matter who you speak to in the league, people who know you, they go, he has the biggest family you've ever come across. And they don't mean like immediate family. They mean like chosen family. You've hired anyone you've met anywhere who is amazing, you know, whether it's drivers or trainers, mm-hmm. or people, you've just brought people into your little organization and said, hey, let's grow together as people. What is it about other human beings that makes you want to improve their lives?
I think that somewhere down the line, on many different parts of my life, somebody have given me a chance, whether it be at junior college, at Marquette, you know, with the Chicago Bulls, now with Miami, that I've come across so many great people, and I want them to help me be better as I help them be better. And when I say family, it's like we do everything together. When I have to be up at 4 a.m., they have to be up at 4
a.m. Oh, wow.
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, wow.
It's not a game. Everybody.
I don't want to be in your family.
Yes, you do. but that's it. I think everybody loves to work, and
yeah.
it reminds me of why I do what I do. I know that if I'm not the best at what I do, I can't continue to make those guys be the best at what they do.
You also have an interesting life that many people wouldn't know about. You know, it began in an interesting way, but you are a passionate wine collector.
I am.
Your dream is to just like retire on a vineyard. Just like go out there and like grow grapes.
And never see me again. You may be able to see me again via Skype or whatever they use nowadays.
It's just like gonna be you? Just
yeah.
like doing your thing?
And my family. We're all going.
And then everyone's
going
to be picking the grapes?
Oh, yeah. Except for me. I didn't work way too hard. I got to put my feet up and enjoy it.
Why wine, though?
I don't know. I feel like wine, to me, is a lot like people in the sense that it tells a different story. Every bottle, every vintage, every year. And the more people that I come across and I learn so much about different people and different cultures.
Yeah.
Wine, for me, I mean, you might get a little buzz from it, but that never hurt. It's the best.
It tells a story.
It does.
I know that you celebrated the birth of your son, right?
Daughter.
Your daughter.
Daughter.
Oh, congratulations.
Daughter, thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. So I know... So you celebrated the birth of your daughter, and it was a big moment for you. You didn't even play in the games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people would still go play. You're like, no, I'm out. You know, Miami Heat will have to play without me. I'm going to be there with my child. Did you have a special bottle of wine for that occasion? Because I know, like, wine collectors have everyone goes, like, there's a wine for every occasion. Was there a wine that was special enough for you to open for having a child?
I was in a hospital, so I didn't really know if you were supposed to be drinking in the hospital, you know? So, no, I can't say that there's a special bottle. It was just, it was a special moment.
Right.
It really put a lot of things in perspective to think that, you know, it was... I don't know what to call it, the next of age player in Miami after the great Dwayne Wade, yada, yada, yada. And I missed my opening night's
right,
game.
Right, right, right.
And so I was caught in like, oh man, I really love basketball and I really love my family and I'm about to have a daughter and be a father. What do I do? And I called Coach Spo and he was like, all right, well, we'll see you in a couple of days. Go to the hospital. And
that's amazing.
It made it easy for me.
That is really amazing. I'm excited for what the future is going to bring. I know you guys are playing the Pacers again, so we'll see where the kiss takes us. I know you guys are going to handle it on the court. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Appreciate
Jimmy
you.
Butler.
Thank you.
Jimmy Butler, everybody, from the Miami Heat.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
My guest tonight is an entrepreneur, three-time NBA champion and 12-time All-Star, now playing his 16th and final season for the Miami Heat. Please welcome Dwyane Wade!
Man.
Wow.
I feel like we at the American Airlines Arena.
Yeah, man. This is... Look at this.
Man.
This is all you. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for making the time. I mean, like everyone wants a piece of Dwyane Wade down in Miami. We're so lucky to get you. Let's just jump straight into what is a culmination of one of the most prolific sporting careers people have ever seen. This is your final season in the NBA. Is it surreal for you every game you play?
First of all, thanks for having me on the show. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. You know what? You know, I've been playing the game of basketball since I was 5 years old. I am now 36. So I've been playing for 31 years. So this is what I've mastered, right? This is what I've been good and great at. Right. So it definitely is a little nerve-wracking, you know? You're a little nervous because I don't know if I'll be great at anything else like I am basketball, right? But, you know, I just decided after a long summer, you know, of really thinking about how I wanted to see my career end, get an opportunity last year to come back to Miami. I just felt, yeah. I felt the timing was perfect for me. I don't want people to think I'm retiring because I can't play no more. I just want people to understand I'm retiring because I'm ready to walk and do something different, not because I can't play the game of basketball.
I came out and watched my first Miami Heat game, and you were playing, and to see the love in the crowd was amazing. But what's also interesting is to see how that love follows you off the court as well. You are somebody who has had the opportunity to engage in business opportunities beyond just basketball. You're a mogul now. I mean, you're involved in clothing. You're involved in your own shoe line. You have ties. You have socks. You have luggage. You have, like, Dwyane Wade seems like it doesn't seem like you're going to be struggling to do anything when you leave the NBA. What do you enjoy about being in business?
What I enjoy about is, first of all, you know, just being a young kid from the inner city of Chicago, my dream was to play Chi-Town, okay? My dream was to play in the NBA. And once I got an opportunity to get here, then so many doors opened for me, and I was able to step through those doors and learn different things that I never really thought that I had the passion for or the knowledge for. So I've been able, all these things that I've been a part of, this ain't stuff I went to school for. you know, this is stuff that I either had, you know, I've learned through traveling, or I learned through meeting people that, oh, I like that. Oh, let me think about doing that. So all these things that I'm doing, I've picked up along the way of just living life and going places and being open to new things. So I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy being able to use my creativity, to have an amazing team behind me, to be able to use their creativity and be able to hopefully give the consumers, give my supporters, give the fans, you know, something that they love and enjoy as well. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Right. And you're doing it a thousand times over. You have the business, you have the basketball, and a large part of Dwayne Wade has been getting involved in the community. You know, you've mentioned a few times now, coming from Chicago, growing up in Chicago, you know, as many of us know, we've been on a journey with you as fans where we've gone through the ups and downs of Chicago in your life. You know, losing loved ones to gun violence was a really tough time for many people, I'm sure you the most. Mm-hmm. When you look at that journey and when you look at what you want to do now in both Chicago and Miami, you have a few initiatives that you're working on now. Yeah. What is your dream? What are you trying to implement in the communities to try and help people?
Yeah. So when I was a little kid, you know, I just remember, you know, always saying to myself, if God blessed me with an opportunity to make it, right, to be able to give back to others, I want to do it. And I want to do it in a big way. You know, I want to be able to bless communities in a way that's going to change their lives if I get that opportunity. And once I got the opportunity, I wanted to live right. You know, I wanted to do what I said. So, you know, in Chicago first, from my mother's standpoint, I said, you know what, Mom, here's a church. You do your part with the church. I bought my mom a church early on so she can continue to save lives.
Bought your mom a church.
I bought my mom a church. That's a whole nother story, how we got to that point. But I ended up at my mom a church, and I said, you do your job to, you know, to save lives. You know, my mother is an amazing pastor in the city of Chicago. My dad is into the community. My dad does amazing things. That's where I got it from. I watched my dad for so many years give back to the community. He had me out there as a kid. Even though we didn't have a lot, the things we had to give away, give to others. If I had two pair of shoes, I only end up having one because I gave the other pair away. So I kind of had a family that I've watched my whole life kind of make sure they give. And we didn't have a lot. We didn't have a lot at all, but what we had was more than what others had. And so we wanted to make sure that we can give to the others. So it kind of started from there. Then when I got to college, my college coach always told me, he always said, Dwayne, too much is given, much is required. Too much is given, much is required. And I didn't know what he meant at the time. And then once I got older, I started understanding what that meant. I've been given so much, and a lot is required of me. It's required of me not only to give from my pockets, but to lend my voice, to lend my face, to stand up on this platform and support and talk about. So all those things.
That's something you haven't been afraid of doing. You know, there are a lot of athletes who've been afraid of lending their voice to causes that they believe in or people that they support. You know, your good friend and basically your brother, LeBron James, is somebody that you've been on a journey with for many years. Yeah. Where you've been speaking about issues.
Yeah.
We've seen you at sports ceremonies. We've seen you with the Parkland kids, for instance. You spent 3 hours with them the first day they came back to school. Why do you think As an athlete, why do you think it's so important for you to step out from beyond the game and to engage in ideas that you believe in?
Well, you know, going back to that, we was in Philadelphia when we heard the news about what happened, and I didn't know exactly where it was at. And immediately, as a parent, I got scared because I have kids in school, and I knew it was what area it was in, but I didn't know which school. So immediately, I'm scared, right? I'm my heart is racing, I'm beating fast, I'm trying to call my kids. And eventually I got on the phone with my kids and I realized that they was okay. But then I knew that other parents out there was hurting the same way that I was hurting, was feeling that same anxiety. So once we got a chance to come back to the city, it was just like, hey, can I go to the school? Can I go up there and visit? And I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I just wanna be able to bring some sort of light. I had just got back to the city. The city of Miami had welcomed me back with open arms when I got traded back. And I wanted to bring some light. So I had an opportunity to go, and I didn't know what to expect. It was real quiet when I got there, but man, when the kids saw me, it opened them up. The light in their eyes, the smiles on their faces, that right there was one of the most important moments in my life of, you know what, this, what basketball has done for me and the platform that I have, this is what it's about. And I got an opportunity to sit down in a room with their leaders and talk to them about, hey, what can I do? What can my team do to help support you guys' initiative, what you're trying to do? And it started from, you know what, my voice. Then it went from the support financially and so forth and so on. And we continue to do things. We did exhibits here in Miami and New York and L.A. We continue to support because this is my community. This is our community, and it means a lot to us.
As you can tell, the people love you as much as you love them. Dwayne Wade, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.